Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my fabulous co-host, Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So, hey, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Jump into the chat room. You want to talk ish with us live? That's how you say it, Brown Sugar, ish. You don't even want to say that.
That's how I do say it. You know, I don't like to cuss really too much.
Gotta stop that. Anyway, if you want to talk ish with Ms. Brown Sugar and I, go to smoothdrama.com. SmoothDrama.com. We have our chat room, our very, very anonymous chat room, where you can go in there, you can name yourself whatever you want, or you can just let the chat room just give you a name, like Excited Human, Beetlejuice. You get all kinds of names.
No, they have very positive names, like Calm Walker or... Their names are always just like, you know,
yeah,
out there to me, but yeah.
I've been waiting on somebody to just bust out and be my favorite terrorist, but it hasn't happened yet.
Who is your favorite terrorist?
My favorite terrorist.
Oh, okay.
Terrorists need love too.
Okay.
Wait,
I didn't know. I didn't know they were
character.
They were to be like favorited though.
I'm just saying. Maybe if they were favorited, then they wouldn't be terrorists. At least not in the sense of how we view terrorists in a negative way. Just saying. Throwing the flowers out there. Just throwing the flowers out there. Anyway, if you want to social network with us, you can go on to Facebook. Ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. He of the special collection of bottle caps. Mr. J collects bottle caps. He's got all kinds, Sprite, Pepsi, Coca-Cola. He ain't washed
none of
them.
Well, that used to be a thing, so.
Yeah, he ain't washed none of them, though. They're just all sitting up there. He's got all kinds of creature features in there.
Well, they would just be soda and then rust, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Special right. Shout out to Mr. J. We don't miss you.
We enjoyed him last week.
we don't miss you, Mr. J. I just wanted to say that.
We'll go with what you say.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I guess that's the only time that I'm passive aggressive. You say I'm passive aggressive. That's when I'm stabbing Mr. J live on the air. It feels so good. It just feels so good. I don't know. It feels too good. I don't know. Anyway, anywhere you found Smooth Drama, find Smooth Drama. Just run across Smooth Drama. Add us, follow us, holler at us. We'll holler back. We'll follow you back within reason. We can talk a taste. And you can
wherever
talk
they
ish.
Have found you.
Right. You can talk ish with Miss Brown Sugar. That should be just the highlight of your day right there. Yeah. So.
Oh, goodness.
I'm gonna keep saying this because it's sitting there. You know, I got 99 followers, but a bitch ain't one. Where my dog's at?
Okay.
No? Okay.
All right. A bitch meaning like bitchiness or a bitch ass?
No, neither.
Neither.
I got 99 followers. I'll just say it. So on Blog Talk, I have followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got 99 followers, but a bitch ain't one.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm just trying to see what kind of bitch though. Like bitches, my bitches.
I don't have any bitch followers. I have no female dog followers. I was looking.
No.
It hasn't happened yet. I don't know if dogs, because I know dogs speak English, well, American, but dogs speak all languages.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, dogs.
They're very bilingual.
Yeah, they're the smartest on earth.
What do you speak more than two languages? It's a name for that, but I can't remember. It's not bilingual because bilingual is two languages. But if you speak more than two,
intelligent.
True.
Yeah.
You're right.
So that's your pet. Y'all don't even understand your pet. Smarter than you. Your pet understand all kinds of languages. They just like look, but they're just like my life is simple. I'm gonna shit. You gonna clean it up. And you're going to give me some food.
You're going to feed me. You're going to bathe me. You're going to walk me. You're
I don't think they care about that. They're like, you know, most animals are like, I can lick my own ass. So it's not an issue.
True.
Yeah. So. All right. Speaking of
I guess licking, maybe that's my wishful thinking, huh? That somebody will feed me and bathe me and pet me.
Okay. Okay.
Continue.
Wow. Okay. So this is why the apocalypse is scrumptious. Because Brown Sugar is looking for somebody that's going to feed her, pet her, and bathe her. You say, come here, Poopy. Yeah. Poopy's a good dog. You just rub her on her stomach.
Yeah.
Lay me up for you.
And watch me wag my tail.
All right.
Let's go on because I can go all day with this.
I know you can.
Let's
see you.
Let's stop now.
I see you. Okay. It's out there putting it in the atmosphere. Get applications like, hey, heard you were looking for someone to rub your stomach and pet you. So, here goes.
Yeah, shoot your shot. Send in them pics.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, yeah. So, speaking of sending in pics, because this weekend is a special day.
I can think of one thing, but what's another? What are you speaking of? It's not
so what
special,
can you think
but,
of?
So go ahead. I was just thinking of springing forward.
No, we ain't
what?
Even spring. It ain't even talking about springing forward. This is a fairly new holiday.
Okay.
Yes, fairly new. It started in 2002. Steak and Blowjob Day.
Oh yeah, it is BJ, huh? What is that? The 14th or the 15th?
Yeah, that's the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for everybody out there, yeah, it's a real thing. Steak and Blowjob Day.
Yeah, and that's like the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
What's weird about it?
I mean, I guess what man wouldn't like? But, I mean, like if you're a vegetarian or you don't eat beef or you're a vegan.
But they have vegan
chicken or...
Well, I mean...
Because I know, I don't think there's a man who wouldn't want a blowjob, so I don't know. But a steak, you may not want.
Yeah, I'm going to go with chicken breast. Barbecue chicken, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah. For all of y'all, apparently this was created because there are some folks who were like, you know, Valentine's Day is kind of slanted. And they figured, you know what? We need to counteract Valentine's Day. See, I tell you, that negative energy is out there. And so they created Steak and Blowjob Day.
And what negative energy? Like, because women get a day and men don't?
Well, I've told you how I felt about Lupercalia in the first place. So,
yeah.
If we did it the way it was originally intended, it'd be fire for me. I'm like, yeah, that's the day right there. It's on and cracking.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. And so you see all kinds of, I mean, I honestly don't see the positivity in the day. I don't, because
the positivity?
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily the purpose, but maybe why wouldn't it be why is showing appreciation not positive?
Well, no. See, because they're showing appreciation. So you can have somebody that show appreciation every day. But then this day comes and it's like, well, you got to show that appreciation to a whole other level. It's, you know, I've been through this. And I'm saying, so now you've got that equal and opposite reaction. And obviously, this is from, this day was created for people who aren't necessarily great socially. Can I say that? That makes sense. They're not great socially.
You mean socially awkward?
No, they're the people who can't get none. You know, so this is those people. It's hard.
But I thought it was for couples though, or for people who were dating, or you know,
I
you already have a love interest.
Okay, so if you already got a love interest, it doesn't matter what day it is. You get lucky.
Well, no, and that just depends. No, but that just depends though on what the other 364 days are for you and your significant other. So if you're not being shown appreciation those other days, then yeah, Valentine's is your day and you want it to you know, be magical.
See, but that don't make sense to me.
I mean, I think if more people showed appreciation, because I don't really look at Valentine's Day for me personally as a woman's day. I look at it as a day to show appreciation for whoever your significant other is. And
okay.
If you showed more appreciation during the year, then Valentine's isn't like a big deal. I mean, you
right.
might celebrate it, but it's not a big deal.
Right. So now we have Steak and Blowjob Day coming up. And so I'm saying that should probably be just, that should be your normal. That should be your regular day one.
And you know what? What's funny to me, I feel like it probably is for most men. I think most men are getting that, and most women are not getting Valentine's Day throughout the year.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I hear you, but we may agree to disagree. I'm saying.
I'm just saying, I feel like most men probably are not giving flowers and candy to their significant, their woman throughout the year, unless it's a birthday, unless it's Valentine's Day, or some other kind of celebration, an anniversary or something like that. You're just not giving them flowers because it's Tuesday.
Okay. Well, see, here's my retort. See, I would say, one, the flower game, even though it's beautiful, you give somebody flowers, whatnot, environmentally speaking, it's not the best thing, right? Because you're gonna dig up a plant to give to somebody. You can't regrow it, and so you just killed something just to show somebody appreciation. I don't know. I'm one of those people. I can look at it in a whole totally different arena. Because environmentally, hey, you know, if you want to show somebody appreciation, grow some roses in their yard if they have one. Or plot.
I was gonna say, because what if you have flowers in your own yard and then what if somebody does something, and you know, flowers are just like, you know, I put it in quotation marks as a filler, because you can show appreciation. Maybe I like coffee, so then you buy me a coffee for that day, or maybe I like fruit, and then you send me, you know, you send me some fruit that day. I'm just saying, when you show appreciation to someone throughout the year for whatever that is. If I like Snickers and you give me a Snickers, you know, whatever it is that I enjoy, then Valentine's Day isn't a big deal. And if BJs are a part of your normal sexual routine, then BJ and Steak Day doesn't matter to you.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying, is I feel like most men are getting that in their normal sexual routine with their significant others.
I mean,
I just feel like, just from conversations I have, men don't even entertain women that they're just like dating if she says she doesn't give oral. If she just says it, they're like turned off.
Right, but I'm saying, so there are some women who, same way.
But women aren't going around just like telling, I guess, I don't know, maybe they are, hell, I don't know. I know I've had that question asked of me far more times than I've asked that question.
Okay, all right. Well, on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Sky Zoo, Liquor and Sneakers.
Like Biggie watching over me, 59 below on me. Where I'm standing, you think I just reach up like you up for me? Police out the air, grab a pair, let this go for me. Tying me together like I'm roping me. Getting to the point like it's dope in me. Picture what the dope would be. Diddy bopping like a Diddy out here on the road with me. Diddy bopping like a fist of rock is about to open me. Let it open, shorty first. Keep a couple close to me. Me alone, hit a pair of J's from when he was on Saturdays at 12. Reppin' Pro Stars. These is those is all they looking for. Look for me to look beyond. Imitation flattery. That explains I'm looking on. Bass down, something like a trace pound. Enough women here to have you wondering a trade round. Made out, mingle long enough to live a life. Stay around drinking long enough to dish your sight. Cause we be like trying to get to going for the evening. You standing on the couch like you want me to be a secret. Drink whatever you want, build a fist if you need it. As long as you ain't feeling none of that shit on my sneakers. For real, for 2012, the only MC with a flu. In Jordan 12, see me how I'm keeping these blues. Know the story well, know what we on it like. Camera phones everywhere, I promise you saw the hype. Know what we call it life, living for cargo. Chain hoodie, shit is two card notes, shit that you all know, but some of you might not. Blackout Louis belts, corners is white hot, and we okay, and so are they. These bitches is from EK, bad as the leader, E-Bank, she's jamming like Oda May. Lana Herman on the work in, 10 stick with that, be the surface. Gordon Gartrell, tuck my shirt in, in it for the dub like a 20 brand. CEO with a CEO singing, buck 'em down, play that how you want it now, but it's still now or never. Deck of cards, the way all of the spades lay together like, trying to get this going for the evening. You standing on the couch like you want me to be your secret. Drink whatever you want, double fist if you need it. As long as you ain't spilling none of that shit on my sneakers. For real, trying to get this going for the evening. You standing on the couch like you want me to see your secret. Drink whatever you want, double fist if you need it. As long as you ain't feeling none of that shit on my sneakers, for real.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Sky Zoo, Liquor, and Sneaker. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, we're talking about things, right? So, I'm gonna ask you about pathetic groupies, clout chasers, and I mean we've seen folks, we're starting to get epic with our stupidity, and our stupidity is going viral, and folks is, I mean, I'm getting a headache, brown sugar. I'm getting a headache.
Breathe, sweetie, breathe.
These GoFundMes, and folks is giving them money. It's like there's a lot of them that's fraudulent. You got folks, and it's hard times. It's the apocalypse, right? It's scrumptious.
Yeah.
I get it. It's more scrumptiouser than ever. But at the same time, it's like real stuff ain't getting attention. But folks renting U-Hauls to get their groupie on at the All-Star game, All-Star weekend. Hey, I'm stuck down here in Atlanta at the All-Star game. And I don't have enough money to get back. Can you help me? Hell no. Hell no. And I hope it snows. I'm just saying. I'm saying. I can sound like a hater, and I am hating. Truthfully. 989,000,000% so.
Are you hating on that, though?
I understand, because stupid is what stupid does. But then now we got it's too much stupid synergy. Stupid synergy.
I agree.
Just it's like they're like Wonder Twin powers activate, they're Voltron, they're coming together. it's like you see them coming together. It's Transformers, more than meets the eye. It's like way more stupid people than you would think would happen. I mean, publicly stupid. I don't know. But then, we're in the midst of you, Me Too, right? We're in the midst of Me Too. Okay. And so I asked you this question, Brown Sugar. I've been meaning to ask you this for a while. And so in the midst of this Me Too, quote unquote, cancel culture, even though I would say it's cancer, it's cancerous in the air, right? Because stupidity is like mental cancer. All right. So we talk about the rappers and how they disrespect the women. But then I sit up here and I think about it for a second. You're on tour and people don't know you. They know your music. They don't know you. But every night, somebody is willing to give you steak and blowjob day. You ain't earned it.
Mm-hmm.
You just like, you know what? I love your music. And there's a fight. It's like my titties. Look, I ain't got no drawers on. That's what they see every night. And folks are like, why do they talk about women like that? But that's all you see. And so here's my question. And so I gotta put it to you, Brown Sugar, in the way that maybe you'll understand and be more empathetic towards these young men. You're on tour, and your physical eye candy's desire is hitting you up every day on tour. And basically, I'm saying every city you go to, there's a Chris Webber. There's like 12 Chris Webbers trying to holler at you.
Okay, that's not fair.
Yes, it is. See, because this is what I'm saying. And they ain't trying to get to know you. They like, look, Brown Sugar, I'll pet you. I'll feed you. You know, whatever you need. I'll scratch your stomach. Whatever. And you see, so we put it in this term. Because, folks, I don't think people understand what it is. Like, for celebrity, when you got folks, because you know we talk about the stalker stuff, and basically what we're talking about is when you get those shows, whether it's 500 or it's 100,000 in stadiums, right? You know.
Mm-hmm.
About 10,000 of them are your Chris Webber.
Yeah.
So every night, that's what you're seeing, and they whatever you need, Brown Sugar, they're willing to do. How do you handle that?
I don't know. I don't think the problem necessarily is that they. I don't know. I think there's a lot of problems. I don't know how I handle it, honestly. Because, I mean, a Chris Webber lookalike, probably I wouldn't care.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, you look like him. I'm good with that. Let's go. So, I mean, I understand. You know,
every
where,
night.
You know, if it's somebody.
Every night.
But at some point, I think the issue is you have to have some self-control.
I ain't talking about
you
self-control.
You have to have
that,
some. Well, yeah, okay. You can't every night.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking, folks not understanding. And I'll quote J. Cole. I'll quote J. Cole. He did the song 1985, and you talk about you gotta let young dudes grow some. So remember, these are 19, 20, 21 year olds. They're in their 20s. And every night, every city, somebody's shooting their best shot. And it ain't one or two. It's 100 shooting their shot.
Okay. So what is the question? Should they not be talked about, or what is your question?
No, see, but what I'm saying is, see, because when we see it in the song, why we gotta be whole bitches.
Yeah.
Why we gotta be whole bitches. And, you know.
So why do we have to be that?
And so, see, but what I'm saying is, that's all they see. That's who show up at the show. Showing up at the show, they all come backstage. That's who's coming backstage. You ain't getting backstage.
No.
Because you ain't got the wherewithal to blow 2-3 people to get backstage.
No.
Just to
no.
get back there. So what I'm saying is, that's what they see. And see, so... the reality their reality. See, because we talk about why folks can't see stuff because they ain't enduring it. Only the folks who endure it understand it, and then they put it out. And so, yes,
okay,
it's
okay.
messed up.
So then my problem with that is you're sleeping with the women,
with
so you're sleeping with hoes and bitches, and that's,
yeah.
I mean,
that's,
and you're okay with that.
Yeah, 19, 20,
so then don't
20,
talk about it, though. But I'm saying you don't have to insult somebody else to make you feel better or to get what you want. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I do.
Why do you have to do that? Why do I have to be a hoe because I slept with you? But see, the problem is that most men, regular old 9-to-5er men, want to say that too. Well, no.
Because
I always feel like this. If I am, then so is your mom.
Yeah, the culture. I mean, most people, I mean, if we're looking at it now, we're in the Bay Area. We say, what, about 20-30% of these grandmas? You know, some of these Bay Area rappers, Too Short, all them. Yeah. He was talking about grandma, I think he's been rapping since he was in high school.
And
yeah.
I don't necessarily, I've heard some stories. I know people who were kind of close to him and, or at the time they were close to him. And initially, no, there, you know, he wasn't getting all the bitches in the hole. As time went on, yes. But he was rapping about that before.
Right, he got famous.
Yeah.
Right. And he talked about that. Right.
But women were still bitches and hoes before he was famous.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a mentality.
Right.
You know, I think that some men have, and I guess it depends maybe on their upbringing or, you know, the culture or the subculture that they're around. But I just feel like, I think at this point, you know, you talk about cancel culture. I feel like that part of culture for me does need to be canceled. Like, I've never understood the concept that men have that they want a woman that you know, he can sleep with, but wants her to not be, you know, that way around other people. But they don't want her to be a virgin, but they want her to act like a virgin. Or they want her to be a virgin, but then they want her to be a whore at the same time. And I'm like, wait, that's like two ends of the spectrum. That's not even possible.
Yeah, I don't know what virgin.
I guess
I used to know what virgin.
Then who are you sleeping
like.
With?
Well,
what do you mean?
I think.
Well, a virgin would be covered up, and you know.
That ain't true.
She would be modest.
No, I'm not saying
that it is. I'm saying the ideology of it is that what they're saying, that they want, you know, a lady in the street and the freak in the sheets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that she conducts herself as a lady or as a virgin would, but then when he's with her, then she's a freak.
Yeah, well, I think that
train of thought is just crazy to me.
Right. So I'm not arguing. I'm saying that we have the culture, right? And so, like you just alluded to, doesn't make sense ideologically speaking, right? Because she's doing what you want, what you like, and you denigrate her for doing what you want, what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but at the same time, it's something that feeds. It feeds because, once again, that's all they see. Every day.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of one of those things to where, well, that's what
right.
you rap about too, so then I think you might like that.
Yeah, so, but see, once again, young men and young women. So youngsters are going to do some stuff that, yeah, you get a little bit older, you're like, I was messing up. Right? Yeah.
Well, I think even the older generation now has that mentality, though.
Well, yeah, because you grew
up with
it.
I know some grown men who are very immature in their sexual thinking. So, yeah.
Yeah. so, but that's just because you grew up like that, and some folks don't evolve. Some folks don't evolve.
True.
And grow, because you can get stuck in ignorance, and you stay right there. And I mean, because we talk about perceptions and women, how they dress, and all that. I mean, we have conversation like bikini versus undies, and how folks will look at a woman if she's walking around in her drawers differently, but she's in the bikini, that's okay.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But
sex, Western sex is based on it. I won't even say just Western sex, because I think it's like this across the globe. Because why Muslim women, that's part of the reason why Muslim women have to cover themselves, is based on misogyny, and that women are here for male pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that whole.
The Muslim culture, which is the same as Christian culture, because Christian culture was that same way.
We're free to dress how Puritan. We want to dress.
Yes, you're Puritan. Yeah, they want you to cover up and all this sort of stuff, because they say it's to protect the women. It's like, protect the women from who? It's like, look.
From men who cannot control themselves. Men who cannot control themselves.
Right. And I'm like, no. That's the dude's problem. And women got nothing to do with it, whether they're wearing that bikini or they're covered from head to toe. That's a male issue. It has never been a female issue. And, you know, because women look at men and get turned on. And, you know, men looking at women and getting turned on. And I can't keep my hands off of them, so the women have to dress like that. And so you start thinking, like, in some of these Muslim countries, it gets to like 100 degrees. But I can't show my legs. I can't show my arms, because you horny motherfuckers can't, you know, you can't not want to rape me, because you can't not want to rape me, because I saw your arms. I saw your skin, and it's too much for me. That's hypocritical to me. It'll never be anything that will get a true understanding, a true discussion that could lead to solutions.
Because that would cause for men to have to be accountable for their behavior and their
right.
Ability to not control themselves.
Right. So, I mean, we can agree. The original Crips and the Bloods, the Christians and the Muslims, they are rapey. They're rapey.
Yeah.
You know, as I've said, they're rapey. They're founded on the fact that I'm in power, so I set the terms. And, you know, no matter what, and anybody, please, call me and challenge me. I dare you. And tell me, because at the end of the day, yeah, I'm saying, please, this is an easy one. Because folks can defend scripture. Folks can defend their ideology. They'll spit some shit. But when it comes to this, okay. We just not gonna touch that. You know, because once again, it's dealing with a reality. You can't control yourself, so this group of people have to bow to your whims. I don't believe in that. I just don't. And so that's why I say the original Crips and Blood. There's a few things that they have in common, and this is one of them. The whole we can't control ourselves, so we control you. See, that's the whole remember in the days of slavery, put the woman on the pedestal while all of the kids on the plantation look like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that. You pick the religion, and they do one thing. How can we marginalize women? No, but we value you so much that I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So much. I value so much.
Well, that
I
have never
heard.
I have never heard that women are valued.
No.
I mean,
no,
we're valued in the sense of taking care of others, but, you know.
Well, no, they value you. They'll kill you. They'll lynch for you. You know, it's what I'm saying. If you look historically, fought wars.
But is that a value? Is that a value, or is that a slight against me though? Because now you're disobeying me, so it's not necessarily about her. It's about how you've offended me.
Oh well, I mean,
because I never felt like the women were valued in those situations. I felt like the men were standing firm in what I said. So I said, "Don't do this," and you disobeyed me. So now you have to pay. Because I feel like if they would have put a raccoon on a pedestal, then that's what they would have fought for. You know what I mean? It didn't necessarily mean, it didn't have to be a woman. It could have been anything, and they would have fought for it, or, you know, lynched and killed.
But that's what I'm saying. So they'll tell you it's about the sanctity of the women. We fight for the sanctity
of women.
Well,
yeah, I mean, that's,
that's what I'm saying.
I never believed that.
Right, that's the facade that's put out there. You're going to fight for your sanctity. You're going to fight really, really hard for your sanctity.
Well, that's why there's a Me Too movement now.
Yep. I mean, the funny thing is, a lot of it's justified, but then there's some stuff where you're like, oh, okay. See, because nobody wants to deal with the real issue, we get into the whole, not folks are attacking Dr. Seuss, Teletubbies, Bert and Ernie. I mean, we won't deal with real people. We can't deal with real people, so we're attacking.
Exactly.
We're attacking fictitious characters now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Yep. That's. You know, I'll never forget when Miss 100% was talking about, yeah, because Bert and Ernie's gay, because they said Bert and Ernie's gay. I'm like, what? How's Bert?
Exactly.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie, they don't have sex parts. They don't, because there's somebody has their hand. It's a hand puppet. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that hand is gay. That's what we're saying. The two hands are gay. I guess that's what we're doing. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, anything to not deal with the real argument, the real situation. So we'll talk about all kinds of stuff, the objectification of women, all that, and we'll throw it somewhere else because we value women. And that's why we control them like the way we control them. For their own good.
Yep.
And on that note, we probably should go on break again. This is Sean Price. Boombaye.
Shut the fuck up and record this shit, man. If I can't, then beat the shit out you, B. Hold up. Boombaye, Nick. Let's go.
Yeah, savage, out of guard, too bold. Problems of pills, this in the line, Vegas and Ron. Up in the club, grabbing my gun, fucking with Sean. Bling, 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 bling. It's the Sean Frank thing. Too many clowns, what the clown, but the only one king. I'm the king X rock, the biz none higher. Bitch ass niggas better call me Sire. Burn my kingdom, must use fire. Big bag of weed, it touches to leave you out of go. Rough at it, rough habit and all. Rough at it, rough static, I ain't fucking with y'all. Don't get my hands dirty, got that boom back brain. Quick to kill a motherfucker like boom fire. True high, what up? Yeah, yeah. Buckshot, what up? Yeah, yeah. Big rock, what up? Last name Price. I step in the room weighing at even 200, lost 20 pounds of evil, fucking around with evil. So I took a trip to Jack LaLanne. Got my way back like that when I zapped the chain. Took up hardcore, hardcore than the average and charcoal. I smoke more than your asses. That niggas ain't fucking with luck. Wilding out like a dust in my Dutch, motherfucker. Stupid bitches think the God got plenty dough. Just because they sober a motherfucker up on any Jones. Have to step back and laugh at these hoes. I'm Sean Price, a broken rapper, you know. Nice to meet you. I turned it when rocking the white beater. You step on my toes, holding your wife on my fingers. Yeah, fucking juice, what up? Yo, yo. Illinois, what up? Yo, yo. Elroy, what up? Yo, yo. Steph, what up? Yo, first name Sean. Last name Price. You can say what you want, just spell my name right. First name Sean. Last name Price. Nigga, I'm David Ruffin in the flesh. Fucked up in the game, but nevertheless, I'm the best, y'all. Niggas be rhyming about nothing. I rhyme about nothing, it sound like something. I used to sell crack, and this is a red band. Now I smoke black while I'm getting some head down. Sean Price always broken at most. That's why the gun smoke choking your folks. Stick them up. Put your hands where my eyes can see. No, this ain't Busta Rhymes. Busta Nine. Run. Ruffin and Tuffin, so don't fuck with mine. I will snuff him and cut him before he fuck with mine. Yo, what up? GRP, what up? Dan the Man, what up? Yeah, Sean Price, what up? Y'all be here.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Sean Price, Boombaye. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right, so Brown Sugar, the founder and former chairman of Papa John's, one of your favorite people. I probably shouldn't say this to the people, but Brown Sugar has a tattoo of the former chairman and founder of Papa John's right on her shoulder. It's like every time she looks in the mirror, she just looks over her shoulder and Papa John's is right there.
I say, good morning, Papa.
Yeah. And, you know, he loves it when you call him Big Papa.
Yeah.
Hands in the air. So he came out and says he's working to remove the N-word from his vocabulary. So he said he's had three goals for the last 20 months: to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else, because it's just not true.
Yeah, I was confused by that statement, but okay.
Yeah, I'm like, he said that when he saw the headlines back in 2018, he was in a state of shock and couldn't understand it. Okay.
But he's getting rid of it from his vocabulary and dictionary.
So, you know,
so are you saying it, and then you're saying it's not true, so then I'm confused.
No, see, what happened is this. Just... you know, the reason why you had the tattoo in the first place, because he was one of the hugest fans of NWA, right? And so he got used to singing songs Apparently, he's got NWA tattooed on his chest. So every time he looks in the mirror out the shower, and he's the N-word with attitude. He's the unofficial fifth member.
Okay. Right.
And so, you know, Papa John, the realest N-word yet. So,
yeah, I don't know why it's taken him 20 months.
you think about it. After all those years, and you think you're a member of NWA all this time, and then you're used to saying it. It's part of your lexicon, right? It's just like, you know what? You know, you walk into one of the stores, what's up? What's up, N-word? You know? You're doing a good job, N-word. Keep up the good work. I mean, it's just part of how he was talking. And so it wasn't that big of a deal till somebody was like, yeah, I don't like being called that. It's like, why are you my N-word? And so it just goes bad from there. So he's been going through N-word rehab.
Yeah, I guess that would take 20 months, huh?
Yeah. Folks go through rehab, you know. Rich people go through, you got to go through. It's like those Geico commercials where the guy is like, and they're funny as hell to me. But he's like, okay, you can say it. We all see it. He has blue hair. It's, you know, people like that.
Oh, yeah. The ones where the, yeah, you're not your parents.
Right.
Yeah, no cussing.
The people can't sit on your couch because you have too many pillows. It's like, no. See, and he takes the pillows off. He's like, see?
Yeah.
She's just like,
Yeah, I love those commercials too.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. That's him. It's like, he should be on there. It's like, I know you want to say it. You know, it's like he's singing that Snoop Dogg song, Fuck Your Mother, because I'm down for my, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I could see, because if you listen to any 90s rap, you know, that's all we were talking about.
Right.
You know, we had a little mixture of some other people, but, you know, for the most part, that's all you heard.
Right. So he's like, you know what, I'm a child of that. And 20 months, he's like, hard. It's hard out here for N-words like
me. For N-words.
Yeah. You know, because I'm a real N-word. You know what I'm saying? It's Papa John. See, that's why you got the tattoo in the first place, because every day you get to look back and see a real N-word on your
shoulder. Not to, you know, forget I love pizza, so.
Yeah.
I get the best of both worlds.
There it is. All right. So now that we're done with that foolishness, let's go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, where do I start, Brown Sugar? Where do I start?
With something that happened again.
Yep. Oh, another rapper got shot.
Wow, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, Houston rapper Obi Noir. He supposedly was the Nipsey Hussle of the Houston, Texas area. He was chased and gunned down by a couple individuals. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, another rapper got shot.
And I just wonder, like, are these really, like, drug dealers that are saying that they're rappers to, like, launder their drug money?
Yeah, could be. That's how it started. So, I mean, you never know. But, yeah, another rapper. No headline. gun in the street, along with, because it's always a twofer, a 9-year-old boy was shot and killed in St. Louis on Sunday night. Police say his death was a case of mistaken identity. So, we're shooting 9-year-olds.
Were they after another 9-year-old or a grown man? Because how do you mistake a 9-year-old for an adult?
Right.
Or
right.
Even I guess if he's a big 9-year-old, he could be a teenager, but still.
Yeah. So, Kayon Green, a name that's not going to ring out in infamy. It's not. He's just another little boy dead. Mistaken identity. Yeah, like you said, we're looking for 9-year-olds now because it's gangster 9-year-olds. It's the wrong one that we shot. Kayon Green is gone. It's not going to be no movement. Black Lives Matter ain't going to show up in St. Louis. Or in Houston,
yep,
for that matter.
Yep.
There's not gonna be any riots. It's not gonna be none of that. It ain't gonna be any meaningful dialogue. Cause, well, apparently the police didn't shoot him.
And people get shot and killed every day, B.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, Shouldn't BLM, as people call it, shouldn't they make a statement? Talk about this. We only care.
They should.
Right. I mean, we only care. Black lives only matter when white folks kill us.
Well, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, we can kill each other without a, you know.
So. This weekend, we lost Obi Noir and Kayon Green. No matter what we say, neither one of those names are going to ring out in infamy. It's no movement. Mm-hmm. No comedians going to come out talking about them. It's no songs going to get made. It's just, damn, it was mistaken identity. Sorry. I mean, and you know what we talked about, though? We was talking about the Royals.
Oh, big time.
So-called Royals. It was like, okay. And I seen everybody, oh, my God, you got to watch it. I was like, let me see. A black woman who married a white man is experiencing racism. Oh my goodness, I couldn't have seen that coming.
Never would have guessed it.
Nope.
I just wonder what she was thinking, what she expected. Yeah, those are the kind of questions like Oprah needed to ask. Like, what were your thoughts? Like, what were your expectations? Like, I feel like they have to, like, kind of know, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. No. There's nothing to kind of know. Right. Everybody knows that. It's expected. But it's 2021. That don't happen in 20. Stop that shit.
Yeah.
Stop that shit. Because it happens. It happens. Continues to happen. I'm least surprised about that one. But I'm going to say, I despise to talk about it. I despise to talk about it. Yeah, a black woman married a white man, and she's experiencing racism. Been there, done that. Next. And on that note, for Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Please If you want to continue the conversation, smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. We gonna holler. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.